Now, in the summer, we brought you an exclusive that Stormont budget cuts could plunge us into darkness this winter. That was a few months ago. The Department of Regional Development Minister, Danny Kennedy, said that budget pressures meant he would have to stop approving a range of maintenance work and warned he would have to take a difficult decision to stop funding the repair of streetlights that fail unless they pose an electrical hazard to members of the public. Well, we thought this morning that we would lead the programme with how we were talking a lot on this show, aren't we, to politicians about how all of the budget crisis might affect ordinary people. And someone called Bill contacted the show. Bill's in his 70s and he's an example of someone whose life is affected by what goes on in Stormont. Bill lives in North Belfast. He says street lighting outside his home has been broken for a month and fears for his safety and that of others in the community. If anyone went out to see him.
So I've just pulled onto Bill's street. The road starts quite high up in North Belfast and the very first street lamp is out. Let's make our way down towards Bill's house and see how many are not working. There's another, that's two. And another on my right, that's three. It's just past 6 o'clock in the evening, and with it being November, it is very dark. So you really do notice it when you come to a streetlight that is out. That's another on the right, that's four. And another on the right again, that's five. And the final one, that's six on one short stretch of road. That is, of course, unless I've missed one because it is quite dark and I haven't seen it. Tell me when the lights first went out.
Over a month now, about 4 weeks now, if any, you know.
So we're at the front of your house, semi-detached, and there are quite a few steps up to your front door.
Approximately five or six steps, I would say, up there, yes, yes. So as you can see yourself, it's quite dark.
So when you first reported it, what did they say?
Well, the lady on the other end of the phone said, unfortunately, they were not giving priority to street lamps. That was the reply I got, you know.
And how did you feel about that?
Well, I was a bit aggrieved at that.
I did take a drive up the street, and I noticed that there are six. It's not a very long street, but there are six out altogether.
But I wouldn't like to think it would get any worse.
The clocks have changed as well.
Exactly.
It's getting darker, and it's only going to get darker.
Exactly.
What difference does this make? The fact that the light
is different between night and day, I would think, you know, or daylight and darkness.
Yeah. Is there a security worry?
Yes, of course, that applies. Also, accidents. If someone walks out from the footpath into the road, there's a chance that a motorist might not see them. Yeah. You know, and I can't see how that if the lamp's there, it can't be fixed for all sorts of reasons. Someone might even get mugged in the street, and in this part where it's particularly dark, you know, there's always that chance of injury. I'd prefer maybe your show to try and get something done, get this matter sorted, you know.
Of course, we have heard since earlier this year about all these budget cutbacks and that they're trying to shave off money where they can. So this this is one of the areas where they're trying to save money.
And then I'd leave the place in darkness then. It highlights maybe the article in the Belfast Telegraph which appeared in which Stormont was flooded, you know, and basking in floodlights while streets were being shown on the newspaper in total darkness. I'm 74 years of age almost now, a couple more days, and I never remember a time like this when if you reported a street lamp faulty and not working that the men wouldn't come out within a fairly short period to get the thing done, Vinnie, you know. I think Mr. Kennedy should wake up to reality. This it could cause problems for him, you know, in the end, if people decide to make claims against injuries and things like that. So I think it's fairly important.
Well, listening to that, Trevor Clark, the chair of the Regional Development Committee. Morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's going on?
Well, I mean, you may ask Minister Kennedy that. We were shocked, as your caller is there, in relation to that, and is disappointed. Indeed, my first meeting I chaired in the committee, they came up in terms of to discuss the monitoring round, and we did press them on that and the other easy touches that Minister Kennedy decided to axe from his budget.
Well, it's Simon Hamilton's budget, isn't it? He gave the minister the money.
He gives the minister money. He actually gave the minister an extra £20 million last week as well to maintain concessionary fares and an extra £10 million last week. In terms of the Belfast ports, where
that's for bus passes. That's for 6-year-old millionaires for bus passes, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I think just like the streetlights, it's necessary as well. However, I think we only heard at that particular meeting that Translink were holding a reserve of £55 million, and the minister has yet to dip into that pot to try and alleviate some of the problems Will there be street lighting? Will there be potholes?
Is there not something wrong with this country if we can't keep the lights on?
Absolutely, I agree 100% with you, Stephen, that I think there's something wrong with the minister in terms of going for the easy touch and removing the opportunity to repair streetlights. Indeed, the department has come forward and said by the end of the winter they reckon there'll be 40,000 yeah. lamps.
There is collective responsibility here, Trevor. This is an executive decision, an executive budget.
No, it's not an executive decision in terms of how Minister Kennedy manages his budget. Minister Kennedy, in a larger scale, is like every household in Northern Ireland where it's under pressure, and he should make the cuts where he thinks that they would be appropriate. I would question the appropriateness of actually removing something like street lighting. As that man has said in terms of, or your caller has said in terms of safety, we're coming into the darker nights. I mean, I have elderly parents myself. I have elderly constituents who are concerned, who live in fear, and these things would be easily addressed. And I think Minister Kennedy went for the soft option.
Yeah, the Department of Regional Development says part of a number of essential cost-saving measures, it's been necessary to suspend the use of external contractors for the repair of streetlights that fail.
Well, that's what they say, but the overall cost on an annual basis for that service wasn't run into huge amounts of money.
I wonder how many in total are out at the moment. That's a question we should ask. Vinny, ask that. Vinny!
Well, Stephen,
he's going to ask
that
now.
Question. But they've estimated by the end of this period, the winter period, we will have 40,000 lights out. And that's why I think almost everyone in the committee, the day that they come up for the monitoring round, pressed the department officials on that and other easy touches. I mean, they've even suggested now removing road markings, another safety aspect. A year whenever we've had the highest level of deaths, unfortunately, in Northern Ireland, and the minister's department have decided now they're going to stop doing road markings in the roads as well. So the minister has mishandled his budget. Only this week, we have learned, and the minister has known since before the summer, that his department went out to procure the coal into the London Dairy Line, where the best guesstimate, that was the minister's words, their best guesstimate was 22 million, and they've now learned it's coming in at 40 million. So Mike Nesbitt said a few weeks ago that he wasn't going to reshuffle his department, or that particular department. I think maybe it's time Mike should look at reshuffling and put a minister in who can handle the budget.
Here's Michael in Belfast. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Michael.
Stephen, I've been on to the service about the street lighting for about 3 months now. I've phoned them, I've emailed them. I was told to contact the local Sinn Féin office. I've contacted them about five times, and there's still no joy.
You're not getting anywhere with the Shinners?
No. Nothing.
Well, it's not their department, of course.
Well, someone told me to contact them. They're there to help us and to get things done if we can't get them done ourselves.
I just thought this was an interesting story, Michael. I'll tell you why. Because all this highfalutin talk about budgets and all that kind of stuff, but this is actually the type of thing that affects us all. I completely stand over us doing this. So you've got nowhere.
Nowhere left. When I contacted the service about it, they didn't tell me that there was cuts or anything. They just says, yeah, great, we'll pass it on and get that sorted.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Well, that was 3 months now.
DRD is part of a number of essential cost-saving measures. It's been necessary to suspend the use of external contractors for the repair of streetlights that fail unless they pose an electrical hazard to the public. Daphne. Morning, Daphne.
Good morning.
I would just like to say, you know, people need to wise up and get real. We are in a recession. We have budget cuts. I live in the countryside. We don't have street lights. So when we go out walking in the dark or whatever, we carry little torches. It's not difficult. You know, you don't need to be panicking about street lights.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
So you don't think people... Well, Michael, maybe you want to respond to Daphne yourself.
Well, it's her choice to live in the countryside.
Exactly. I choose to live in the countryside, but we don't have streetlights.
So
All I'm saying is... Yes, Stephen?
You don't think people actually need streetlights at night time, in the dark?
I'm not saying that we don't need them. I'm saying we have to get real. We have budget cuts. Something has to go. We'll be complaining about nursing staff and all the rest of it. Some things have to go. And this is something that we, as a member of the public, can actually help and contribute
to. Turn the lights out.
No, I'm not saying turn the lights.
Yes, you are.
No, Stephen, stop exaggerating.
Well, you are. You're saying we don't need. You're saying we don't need lights.
Stephen, I did not say we do not need street lights.
That's precisely what you're saying.
No, I didn't. I said that we as people can actually help ourselves.
Well, help by doing what?
Street lights are out. I taught Stephen.
There you go. So you're saying turn the lights out.
I didn't say turn the lights out.
You want us all running about. You want us all running about with a torch.
Mr. Nolan, you are twisting my words.
Okay, do you think we need streetlights in our cities?
I think we need streetlights as we need education, as we need medical staff, as we need a lot of things. What I'm saying to you is that we cannot have everything that we want. So if there is things that have to be cut and that we as people in the community can help ourselves, why don't we?
By getting a torch.
If it helps for a while, it'll help. If you cut your finger, you go and you get a stick and plaster. It's maybe not something you want to do right now, but it helps.
Maybe, Daphne, we should all go out and buy, do you know those miner's helmets with the lights, with the wee torches at the top?
Stephen, you actually don't need it on a helmet anymore. You can actually get it. There's lots of things. For goodness sake, Stephen,
no,
there's a torch
on
your Stephen, there is a torch on your mobile phone.
Michael?
There's some difference of population in Belfast and the countryside.
Well, perhaps it's maybe that the people in the countryside are used to not having things done for them. We don't have gritters. We don't have gritters. We get by. We get to work. We travel to Belfast to our jobs. But we don't have a gritter coming to our door. We don't have people cleaning our footpath.
I don't know what you think we get, for those of us who live in the city. We don't get gritters coming to our door either.
Stephen, you get gritters on the roads like we don't get, and you know that.
They don't come to our door. They don't come to our door, Daphne.
They don't come to your door, but they're on your roads. I travel into Belfast 5 days of the week, Stephen.
They're on busy roads.
They're even on not-so-busy roads. I travel into Belfast 5 days a week.
Do you know what, Daphne? There are some people...
I know where the gritters begin and end.
Well, I've been presenting radio shows for many, many years, and where the gritters are not is often a topic for discussion. Daphne, we'll come back to you, actually, later on in the show this morning. Michael, thank you. Daphne, thank you.